Sir, I don't understand. I've closed more cases than any agent here.
You are a solid agent, but you're not a team player. None of the other agents like you.
Wait for my three count. 1, 2. Unbelievable.
You almost forgot the countdown. I'm forgetting names of the movies, and Lehu's just forgetting how we start these things.
My brain is numb after this weekend.
Yeah, man, for some reason, after that first review, dude, I've gotten hungrier now.
Here's the thing.
We did a review, and I just got that tell Lehu. We should start doing these later, because I don't drink this early, but goddamn, I want to.
You know, any other week, I would be like, P1, that's unprofessional. We have to be ready. But this week, I would have said go for it.
Oh, man. And I think the thing that's so nerve-wracking is I feel like giving... I know, even though it gave the last one a low stream or whatever, I felt bad just giving some praise in it. And even in this one, where I'm going to give a little bit of praise, I'm feeling just, somebody punched me in the stomach.
Here's the thing. I'm going to give praise to the people who deserve it, but I think you and I agree what's the biggest problem with this movie, because we've been dreading this because of a certain person for the last couple weeks.
Dreading it for the last weeks? I've been dreading it since... when did this trailer come out? Like, in January?
I don't know, but... God damn it, Hollywood. Just stop Melissa McCarthy. Stop it! She's not funny!
And I'm going to give her some praise, too, of this. She is obnoxious still like a motherfucker.
She's the freaking female Will Ferrell at this point.
But I think this might be her most toned-down movie she's been in, honestly, because...
What?
She's not fucking... she's not obnoxious to the point where you want to stab the bitch constantly. You want to stab her about 3 times in this film, but you don't want to stab her, like, repeatedly even after she's dead or whatever.
What?
You know what? I probably haven't seen... What's her role here or whatever? I know she's been in Bridesmaids. I hated her in that one. She was annoying as fuck or whatever. Wanted to kill her in that one. Hangover for the little thing she did. I wanted to kill her in that... the Identity Thief. Oh, my God. That has got to be her most annoying project she's ever worked on. But in this one, she was annoying, but I was like... I don't like her, but yet I don't find her as annoying as Identity Thief. And I don't know why, if it's the script or the director, or maybe they told her an Identity Thief, be obnoxious as you can and tone it down. But in this one, the only thing she does in this one is just fucking swears every goddamn scene and just telling people off. So I just like,
and that's enough for me.
And that's at the point I was just like, wow, they're really selling this movie just on, hey, how much can she just offend people? How much can she be just like over the top on people or whatever? And I think that's where I'm just going to give it just her a little bit credit. She doesn't go to the extreme like she did in those 3 movies I just named or whatever. And that's not even... I'm telling you, that credit is like a backhanded compliment to that.
Yeah, okay.
Can you please do the plot for this? Because I'm sorry.
The plot's pretty simple. Sandra Bullock plays FBI Special Agent Sarah Ashburn, who wants to get promoted in the FBI to a crime investigator, and she gets assigned to this case to take down a Russian mobster. But a detective...
Did you find her believable as a cop, first of all?
We'll get into that. And and
I'll continue this. Sorry.
When she gets on this case, she finds out that somebody's already on it. Detective Shannon Mullins, played by Melissa McCarthy. These two end up having to work together. Once again, we have another buddy cop type movie, except, hey, it's with females. Yay. And I don't mean this in a sexist way, but I'm going to get into why this is... Man, I hate this director.
Is this the first... Can I ask you, because I'm not sure. Is this the first female buddy cop film? I feel like it's not, but...
It's probably the
first big mainstream one, I would assume, right?
What was that one that came out a long time ago with Susan Sarandon and what's her name? I know that wasn't a buddy cop film, but that was a...
I can't remember. I do know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah,
this one is which we're probably going to reference Lethal Weapon a lot, because that's the one that I see all the buddy cop films. I think that's the one that does it the best, or whatever. And I mean. I don't even know where to start with this movie, honestly.
I don't really either. I mean, like, Here's the thing. Okay,
we're confused by the but with these two movies we just did. So sorry to all the bastards about this because we just
we just don't know what to say after these two.
I mean, it's funny because this is probably the most simplest movie we've had since we started this, right? And yet we don't know where to begin with this. I mean, as far as saying.
Let's do what we do every show. Let's just spoil it, where they get the Russian mobster. Really? Did you all see that coming?
Yeah, you know what? I gotta tell you this right now. Melissa McCarthy, I think I know why she wasn't as knowing as Identity Thief for me in this film. I wish you probably would have seen that movie, because you would have stabbed yourself, honestly, after that film. But I think I know why. It's because there was other people in here that were pissing me off, whatever, as far as... What is the black kid's name in this movie or whatever that they first find? Mr. Torrell Rojas.
Okay.
We just got done talking about Jamie Foxx. I hated this fucking kid.
That's really his name?
Is it really his...
No. He's a comedian, and he...
Wait, that's really his name? I looked it up too. What?
No. He's... Yeah. His comedian stage name is Spoken Reasons.
I've heard of that name before. I didn't know it was a real name. I thought it was like a fucking subtitle.
So Spoken Reasons.
Oh, okay. You know how we just got done talking shit about Jamie Foxx and White House Down, Mr. Lehu?
Yeah.
I think this kid was worst. He was really pushing my buttons because he actually has more lines than Jamie Foxx in the movie.
Yeah. Okay, audience, what does it tell you that when Marlon Wayans walks on screen in this movie, everyone goes, oh, thank God.
I never thought I'd be saying that, but I said, oh, my God, Marlon Wayans can act. He is good, whatever. It's just when he's in charge, it's probably not that good.
Yeah, well, you know, he proved he can act in Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, yeah. You know, but he didn't have his hands in that too much. I mean...
No, he didn't. I think he could be a great actor if he wasn't such a dumbass.
If he wasn't in charge as much as he is. That's what I just said. I was like, if he's not in charge, he actually is a good actor. Because I think that's probably what's going to save this movie for me. It's just giving me standing and clapping for Marlon Wayans. It's like, maybe you've come back, you know? Maybe...
there's a couple of supporting characters that at least I enjoyed. I know Spoken Reasons... Wow, I can't even say that without trying to, like, stop myself.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
the fuck out of him. He was pissed me off, honestly.
Right. There's other supporting characters in this movie that actually are, you know, Bill Burr's in here. And
Michael McDonald, I thought he was decent. I liked him.
Yeah, Michael McDonald. Tony Hale from Arrested Development plays a little part, and I think he does what Tony Hale does best. He's pretty funny.
You know what? I'm gonna agree with you. I'm thinking back. I'm trying to remember all the supporting characters. I don't think none of the supporting characters was as bad as Mr. Spoken Reasons here or whatever. I think he was the worst thing.
He was the worst besides, you know, for me, McCarthy. But you know what? I'll just say it. I don't even think Bullock's doing that bad. I think she's just doing what she does in every one of these comedies, which I know.
I don't think she's that bad neither. I just don't. I think what her problem in the movie is she's not a comedian. And I don't think. And everybody in here is a comedian. So
yeah, I think they're trying to force her too hard.
Yeah, I think her timing is off on some of her lines, whatever. And basically, I think they went along with her because they're just saying, "Don't worry, you don't really have to be funny. You're just being the straight man, you know."
Right, you're the straight man for the obnoxious Will Ferrell character that Will Ferrell didn't sign on to do. So we got Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, so I didn't find her bad. So I agree with you on that one. I didn't.
Yeah, and
you know, I gotta say this. I never really looked at Santa. You know, I have looked at her a couple times, but I looked at her and I was like, God damn, she's sexy.
Yeah.
Scene where she was showing off for Marlon, whatever, I was like, I'm about to be looking that steel photo up now.
You know what? I've always thought she was a good actor. Ironically enough, I think the one movie she was just okay in, she won an Academy Award for, so... Yeah,
I agree with you, too. I've never seen a movie... Well, probably in Speed, I guess she was good. I always thought she was just good actress. I never found her to the point where people go like, she's one of the greatest female actors. I never saw that progression in her yet, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we might get that this year with Gravity, that movie that's coming out later this year. I think that could do it, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, we'll see, because, you know, as far as me and you concerned, me and you are on the same level as far as her acting, and we're still, as other people, it's like, oh, she's already good, she's not doing, me and you are still like, when she's going to do that big role that's going to put her up there in that Hollywood status that everybody keeps comparing her to, but I didn't think she was bad in the film, I thought just,
She was just doing what she's done in The Proposal, what she's done in Miss Congeniality, you know.
I thought it was what she had to work with. I thought she did decent. And I actually didn't mind her as much. I think that's why I didn't... That's why I said I think Identity Thief is Melissa McCarthy's worst, because every scene... She made Jason Bateman look bad, and I don't think she broke down Sandra Bullock in this...
She didn't. And I think that, you know, I don't know who gets the credit for doing that, but whoever does, I praise them. But I gotta say, man... I do not like
It goes on too long.
I do not like this director. Melissa McCarthy, because this is the same director who did Bridesmaids, which you and I have talked extensively about how we are the two people that really hate that movie.
I told you last, I think it was last week too, whatever. Me and you are in the camp of 10 of hate.
Yeah, the 10 of who look at that film as the sexist piece of crap that it is.
Yeah, and we're high-fiving each other every day when we get another member.
Right, so, you know, I don't know what it is about him and what it is with him and Melissa McCarthy, but just every time I see those two work together on a movie like this, and it was the same thing with I was getting flashbacks to Bridesmaids every time Melissa McCarthy came on the screen for this.
Did you not, in that bathroom scene at the club with Sandra, did you get a flashback? Sure did. I sure did. I was like, oh my God, Bridesmaids.
Yeah, I mean, my problem with Melissa McCarthy is just, I've said it over and over again, she is turning into the male version of Will Ferrell. She's just obnoxious and annoying and won't shut the hell up.
She has the problem with a lot of male comedian actors do, whatever, and that's, she's a one-note act that she got her star in one for doing one thing, and now other people are seeing that and be like, we need her to be that in every movie we put her in now, whatever.
So what does she do in this movie? She's obnoxious. She's annoying. She does multiple things that easily any other, like, criminal would kill her for.
And you know what this movie tries to do differently than the... Well, you know what? I take that back, because they try to do the same thing in Identity Thief, whatever. They try to add a little subplot in here where she has a heart. She's actually soft in the spot.
Bull crap.
I was like, who gives a shit?
I don't know what it is in Identity Thief.
Can I ask you a question, like, are you not getting tired of that goddamn plot story, though, or whatever, in any movie, though, where, like, all the most obnoxious character is obnoxious?
Because
you don't know why.
It's like, okay, you can either do two things if that's your case. Like, let's say you got bullied a lot as a kid. You can either become an ass and get the reason for being bullied, or you can be nice and actually have people, I don't know, feel bad for you.
Honestly, did you even feel in this film that they set up why she's so obnoxious, though?
No.
Because they did that with Sandra Bullock, because I was expecting... The Sandra Bullock story we heard, I was expecting the same thing from Melissa McCarthy as well. All they did was talk about her family, and I was like, I still don't see why that's making you a dick, honestly.
And everyone talked, you know, every review I've read is like, oh, her family's funny. I didn't think they were funny.
No, I thought they were hicks.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Her family plays the most Boston white trash couple in this whole movie. I was just like, oh my God, this is annoying, honestly.
Yeah, here's the thing. I understand that people are laughing a lot at, like, hick and redneck culture. Hell, that's why Honey Boo Boo and Duck Dynasty are so popular nowadays. I've never found that funny.
That's not it's a stereotype. It is.
No, it's exactly what it is. You know, the same thing would be happening if they made, like, the Nuck Nuck Show. Like,
it's a stereotype for white people that white people don't like. It's almost if Jamie Foxx and White House Down for black people. It's we don't like that shit because we know that you're portraying us and we don't like that.
Right. It's exactly like, you know, like, I don't mean to sound racist. Forgive me, P1. But like, if they made a show like called like the Nuck Nuck and Trayvon Show, like, I'm sure you'd be pissed about it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there has been things that has been hilarious because the Boondocks. I don't know if you watched that. It's a stereotype cartoon, anime show or whatever.
But they call themselves out on the stereotypes.
It's smart, clever, and they call themselves out, whatever. So you can do stereotype, but when you just throw it in my face and not even being clever about it, and it's just offending me to the point where I'm getting annoyed. It's just like, who the fuck thought this was funny?
Yeah, my number one rule with racial humor, and I always tell people this, my number one rule with racial humor is that if it's clever, people will laugh. If it's not, they will fucking hate you.
And it's funny because... I hear you say it because I agree with you. But how many times do we go to these theaters when we see that shit? And me and you sit in the theater and we roll our eyes, whatever. But you hear people clapping and laughing. You're just like, I don't understand.
It's like okay, this is a bad stereotype. It's like if someone, like, you know, a perfect example I can think of is the Three Stooges movie that came out last year when all the Jersey Shore people came on. I'm guilty of laughing when they got the shit beat out of them.
I don't blame you. I don't know what they asked.
Like, that was the funniest part in that whole movie was when Mo single-handedly beat the shit out of all of them.
The reason why I hate that that scene is because I don't think the Jersey Shore should be nowhere near a fucking camera.
Yeah, but that's my point, where that was actually something clever. That was taking, okay, here's a stereotype that white people hate. Now let's actually do what white people have wanted to do.
Stomp the living nuts out of the fucking thing.
Right, and that's kind of the same thing with the Boondocks, where you have all these stereotypes, and the Boondocks calls them out on it.
Mm-hmm.
But
and they do it cleverly, too. I mean,
right, but the problem with this movie is that it's not doing anything clever with these stereotypes. It's not calling them out. It's just perpetuating them.
There's even a scene where Melissa McCarthy, when she's chasing, what the fuck is Spoken Words? A Spoken Reason? What the fuck is his name? I don't give a shit. She throws a watermelon at him or whatever, and I'm just like, good lord.
Yeah. It's,
I mean, a part of me, I wish I, you know what, this movie is forgettable. A part of me want to say, I can't go as low as really trash it. I can, but there were some parts I smiled at some jokes, and I don't even remember what they were, to be honest, because that's how much this movie is just forgettable.
It was, you know what, I'll say what they were. It was when Bullock would do jokes by herself. Like, one of the jokes is in the trailer that I got a chuckle out of. It's when she is trying to tell the FBI team to go in, and they just don't listen to her.
Oh, when she's being a bitch.
Yeah. No, you know, that got a chuckle out of me. Anytime Tony Hale was on screen, got a little bit of a chuckle out of me, because I think
he... for sure.
Huh?
I can say for sure, whenever Marlon was on screen, I did smile.
Yeah, and Tony Hale, he just has something about his facial expressions that always gets me. Because he, like, in Arrested Development and this, he is great with making very comedic faces at the right timing.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I mean, like we said, the supporting characters, I don't think they're bad. I think they just handed bad lines.
Yeah,
I
mean, but they, you know...
Not even bad lines. They don't even have many lines. I think they just handed bad objects what to do in the film.
Right, and that's my thing. You know, going back to my Melissa McCarthy hate train, you want to bring up the watermelon scene again. She does that to any other criminal. Her ass is shot.
You know, I do remember a scene I did laugh at it or whatever, is when her and Sandra Bullock was arguing between... I think when they caught Michael McDonald character, which was Julian, and she comes in after, you don't think she's coming in, she throws a fucking phone book at her. I was just like, who the fuck does that? Or whatever.
Right. And the, like, my whole thing.
I kind of chuckled.
My whole thing with that is, like, he threw the phone book. I was like, bitch, your ass is dead if you do that.
He was handcuffed to a chair in a police department.
But even in a criminal standpoint.
Even though they would have, like, if this was supposedly a mob, they would have found her ass and murdered her.
Exactly. There's that point. Even, like, from a lawyer and judicial standpoint, your ass is dead. Your job is done.
And I kind of will defend that in a little bit by saying this is a comedy. So they're not going to go that far. So
I know.
If this was not a comedy film, whatever, if it just had comedy aspects or whatever, then I would be like, I would be agreeing with you 100%. But since it's a comedy, the farthest they can go into it was just beating the shit out of her brother.
Right, and then, you know, that's...
Which was played by Michael Rapaport, who I think always does a decent job in whatever he does. I don't think he's never given too much to do, but he's okay in the movie.
Right, and you know, call that a nitpick, fine. I fully understand that's a nitpick, but here's what... The thing that just bothers me about Melissa McCarthy is that she's one of those characters, you know, that in every movie that she plays, she gets nothing coming for her. That should be.
You know what? And I'm going to even elaborate more on what you just said right there, because I agree with you, is at by the end of the movie, whoever she's teamed up with, Melissa McCarthy doesn't learn the lesson. The other person learns the lesson.
No. They're just like, hey, woman, if you want to be obnoxious, you'll get anything you want. And I'm like, no, that's pretty damn sexist.
Yeah. So to get back into the – I mean, we already said what the plot is. I mean, the plot pretty much wraps around – because who doesn't see where this is coming? These two obviously hate each other. I think we saw a movie last week where there was a rivalry between two, and then they – it was
Monsters University. And that even handled it better.
There's a rivalry in the beginning. In the middle of the film, they have to work together for some reason, and we find out the reason why is because Sandra Bullock is getting a promotion, and the chief of police or the FBI or whatever is saying, hey, you want that promotion? We need to see if you can work well with other police officers or whatever, so this is your chance right here. So obviously she's just going to be like, okay, I'm forced to work with her. Then next, you know, they have a breaking apart. But then they get back together. Then they sort of break apart in a little bit of a way, and then they get back together. And then we just wrap this all up with a happy ending of those two continuing to work together. I don't know why, because one is a FBI agent in New York, and the other is just a detective in Boston. Right. Although, by the end of the movie, we get Sandra Bullock moving to Boston, which I don't know why.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right, but, you know...
Did you... I mean, maybe I thought I was nitpicking, but I was like, did you understand why she started... I mean, how does that work out? She can team up
with... It's that happy ending syndrome. That's all it is. It's just, you know...
Go ahead.
It's just a happy ending syndrome where they have to, you know, oh, she works so well with this girl. We got to bring her back to that girl. Who gives a shit? Why?
And the only defense I could have for that is for saying, once again, it's a comedy film.
Yeah, it's...
that's not even a defense. That's like a fucking...
That's a cop-out.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
It's a cop-out. I mean, it's just a cop-out because... Oh, it's a comedy film, so we don't have to go too dark because we have Melissa McCarthy here doing what she do, and Sandra Bullock's here, who we know not to go that dark. So, I mean...
We have Melissa McCarthy going around doing...
And by the end of the movie, did you think the movie was over? Because I didn't. Even though it went on as long as it did, I was just like, so that's how this was wrapping up? Wow, I didn't feel like it. And then I got up out of my seat, and then I saw another scene. I was like, oh, okay, I figured it wasn't over. And then I realized that was the credit sequence, and I was like... Wow.
Funny story about this. I actually hated the movie so much that I didn't even watch that.
I didn't watch. Only thing I watched was the part where I don't even remember what it was. I think it was. I want to say it was Melissa McCarthy running into that drug house by herself. And no, it wasn't that. Goddamn, I don't even remember what it was.
Yeah. So that tells you loads, people.
I don't remember what it was because there was another one after that, and I remember it was them two coming in with guns.
Oh,
and they were
God.
Yeah, there was another one, and there was one after it, because there's a scene in here where Sandra Bullock tells a story about this cat that belonged to her neighbors, but she acts like it belongs to her, and Melissa McCarthy steals it from this person or whatever, says she found it and brings it to Sandra Bullock, Sandra Bullock's like, yeah, and then Melissa McCarthy looks at her and like, this is not your cat, is it? And then she's like, all right, I'm taking it back. I kind of smiled at that a little bit. I was like, oh, that's clever or whatever. I mean, that wasn't clever. It was just a little funny or whatever, I guess, but... There are just scenes here and there, whatever. They're not memorable. They're forgettable as hell. I can't even remember what happened after that scene ended because that's where it happened, whatever, honestly. And I thought Marlon Wayans, that's funny when you say he is the best thing in the movie because, damn, that is true. Because there's a scene in here where they're talking over him, talking down. He looks at them and be like, because they're thinking that he's hitting on Sandra Bullock's character. And she's like, I don't really date police. And he just looks at her and he's like, no, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say, don't talk to me in that manner. I was like, oh!
Nice. That was nice. I forgot about that.
Even Melissa McCarthy was looking at him. I was like, "Oh, I don't even think that was in the script. I think Marlon Wayans just grew a set and was like, yeah, I'm not always comedic. I
yeah.
Here's what I have."
All right.
I mean, honestly, there's nothing else here to say. I mean, you ready to wrap this up, Leo?
Yep.
I mean, it's the same goddamn buddy cop story we got. I can't say it's the worst buddy cop because I think, what was that fucking Bruce Willis and Tracy Moore? I think that was worse, honestly.
Cop out?
Yeah, cop. I almost call it cop land, cop zone, cop some shit.
Yeah.
I think that was worse. I mean, I didn't even see a 50 Cent one where that was even worse. But, yeah, I mean, it's bad. Melissa McCarthy fans, they're going to fucking love it. I already know it or whatever, but she's probably horrible in it. I think the worst character in here is that Rojas guy. He's the most stereotypical black dude. From start to ending, he's the most stereotypical black I've ever seen in a film all year, honestly. I didn't even chuckle. I smiled at some scenes. Marlon Wayans was great in it. Thought I'd never be saying that. Marlon Wayans is the saving grace of the film. He's in it for about five scenes, but he's still good in them. I think one of the problems is the movie goes on too long. A comedy, which we said in This Is the End, a comedy does not need to be 2 hours long. That's ridiculous, okay? Because especially with a simple story like this. But
right.
I'm going to give it a low stream in.
All right. Well, I got to go there. I can't lie to myself like I did with White House Down. The reason I can't
lie to myself. Damn, what's your real rate on
that? Well, you know, White House Down, like, you know, I gave it points for the practical special work effects because I know that takes a lot of work. It really does. And
yeah.
I actually have to give a lot of praise towards that, even though the rest of that movie is just eh. But this is much worse. This, you know, I said it, I've hinted at it throughout the review, but I'll be more concise. This is a bad buddy cop film with racial and sexist undertones all over the board with it. It
You know what I like about these two reviews we just did, though?
What?
We just got done saying the same shit in that review, and then yet we review the movie afterwards and say the same thing, but it's worse in that this movie.
Yeah. No, I honestly do feel that it's worse in this movie, because at least the last movie didn't have a just strong element of sexism in it. You know, Melissa McCarthy's character, she's a hick who is telling woman, hey, if you're just obnoxious and beat the crap out of mobsters, hey, you won't get killed like most other people do. You'll actually succeed in life. And I'm sorry, ladies, that doesn't happen. Just be normal. Don't be like Will Ferrell.
Well, it's like I said, too. Like, even though we talked about Jamie Foxx, Mr. Spoken Reason here is 20 times worse.
Exactly. No, you're right. He is. He is much more stereotypical than Jamie Foxx was in that movie, because Jamie Foxx, they at least toned back a tiny bit, but
he said to this kid, go ahead and ad lib.
Right, and they just let this dude go nuts with the racial. He was one step away from going, like, getting caught a KFC eating fried chicken. So,
nah, I'll do you one better. He was one step worse from picking up that watermelon and say, even though you threw it at me, I'll eat it. And then he smiled at the camera with a gold tooth in his mouth.
Right, so it's just all those elements. It goes on way too damn long. Even Bullock, Marlon Wayans, Tony Hale, all those great supporting guests, they can't save this. They really can't. I gotta give
this. They don't have nothing to do.
No, I gotta give this a straight up fuck it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And
I don't really argue with you. Me and you might be the only ones that probably gave this a low rank, because people love the team up with this director and Mr. Melissa McCarthy or whatever.
They can both go to hell, in my opinion.
Shit, you got the flame, I got the matches then, brother. We can
I mean, okay, and here's the thing, people. Let me clarify this. I want to see an all-woman comedy. I do. I just want to see it where you have likable characters and it's done right. I don't want to see Bridesmaids where I don't, or this, where I don't like anybody.
You like Marlon. You mean the main
character. Is he a woman? I know he's dressed up as a woman, but he's not a woman.
I was going to say, he's dressed up a couple times, and I saw him one time. He's a pretty-looking woman,
But,
I mean, how many black people we've seen dressed in drag as ugly as fuck or whatever? I mean,
oh, good point.
But decent, you know.
But I yearn for the day where I do get to see that all-woman comedy, because I think it could be done, and I think it could be really, really funny. I just don't think it happened with Bridesmaids, and it sure as hell didn't happen with this. So, yeah, it went the opposite direction, if you ask me, so fuck it.
You know what, where I will probably – I probably cannot disagree with you, but at the same time, I'm probably going to disagree with you on saying I don't think an all-woman cast can be done now, is for the simple fact that I feel like studios are just going to mimic what made those older all-guy buddy guy films that were comedies, whatever, what made those so great. And I think they're looking at that and be like, that'll work for women too.
I agree. I think you gotta get creative and do something different.
Yeah, because we don't want to see women doing that shit that we saw in those 90s films that guys are doing. We look at that shit that 90s film guy do now, I'm like, wow, I guess I was just young why I liked this or whatever.
Yeah, I agree. So you got anything else? Because I'm out, and frankly,
man, I'm done, dude.
Yeah, frankly, the indie movies that came out this week were loads better than this, so
dude, all I gotta say is, I'm glad this week is over. Let's move on now.
Let's move on to Despicable Me 2 and The Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger The Lone Ranger might be stupid, but hey.
Johnny Depp and Armie Hammer, so good night, everyone.
Yeah, good night.
That was pretty awesome.
You are killing us out there. You don't fit in.
I am a federal agent.
What are those?
They're Spanx. They're Spanx. They just hold everything together.
Why? What's gonna come popping out?
It's that guy, young bad girl, spin it well.